Well, hello, clean and sexy beast. This is Lisa, your health coach, and I am really excited for our August call. This is our group call. We do these once a month. Sometimes they correspond with the renewal cleanses that you're doing. Our last renewal cleanse was the raw renewal at the end of July, beginning of August, and it seems like that was forever ago, doesn't it? We're coming up on the, I guess, end of summer. Not necessarily, because we still have till September 20th in the Northern Hemisphere here. But in the United States especially, we have Labor Day coming up next week, and that just kind of marks the end of summer for us. Kids go back to school. In fact, some of you have children that already went back to school this week, actually today or last week sometime. My kids do not go back until next week. So we have a little bit more, like a last summer sip of all the pool time that we can get. And I know that you're probably thinking of your health. I know for me with the beach and kind of going out more, being more social, even though we might be more active or be outside more in the summer, you're maybe eating more, having more cocktails, or doing a lot more ice cream after dinner on the boardwalk. So I wanted to make sure that we talked a little bit about how to, you know, how to kind of get ready for our fall renewal. And that's going to be on October 15th. That's our live group. New recipes. As you know, I change them every time. So if you've been with me for a while, you might have a big, big book of all the recipes that I have. But I do like to do that. I want to change things up for you each time, but we use the seasonal foods. And right now we're heading into like that end of summer and then Indian summer. And so I want to kind of go into what you could be eating. I really want you to look at your Kickin' It Clean meal plan kits and pick a week and take a few recipes and make some of those. I also want you to try, and I only talked a little bit about this in raw renewal, but I want you to try some celery juice. I'm going to be talking more about that, but I thought it would be fun if you could drink celery juice every morning. So you would do your water with lemon, and then maybe half an hour later do some celery juice. So juice 3 or 4 celery stalks and then with a lemon, and then drink that. That's going to tonify your blood, and that's also going to help with immunity because we are coming, you know, not yet, but we will be coming up into flu and cold season. And some people get really nasty allergies at this time of year, especially in September and October, just due to the season change. So the celery juice is something we're going to be talking about a little bit more. All right, so we got the date for fall renewal. That's October 15th. And also, you have all of your goodies that you could be using to kind of give a reboot, like a back-to-life type of feeling. The fall is actually an awesome time. An awesome time to do a New Year's resolution, believe it or not. A lot of us start in January and we make a resolution and the whole world does this. But actually, the new year is in the fall, right back to school, sharpening up the pencils, getting ready, making plans. So this is going to carry us through the end of the year. Okay, and if you need a private session with me, I do have a few spots for September available, and I'll send you a discount code because you're a VIP and you're in our membership program, so I'm going to send you the discount code for that. But some of you have already been meeting with me. I actually got to meet Paige in person. She flew from Texas, not just to see me, obviously, but she was going to a convention, and she actually got a chance. We actually got a chance to see each other and meet and talk and hug and talk about life and things like that. So, I would love to hook up with you too. So we'll send you a discount code in your follow-up letter. And one more thing before we start the CBD oil talk is that I want to kind of go over something that I posted on Instagram probably like a week or two ago, and it kind of really was super powerful for a lot of people. And the reason why I posted it is because it rang true for me, and I had to remind myself, and I was going on vacation, and sometimes before I go on vacation, I get nervous, and I go, oh my goodness, did I do enough? Am I, and especially with my businesses, oh my God, is everything going to be okay? What can I let go? I'm not sure. So I posted this quote. It said, you can eat the kale, drink the alkaline water, take the supplements, do yoga. But if you don't deal with the S-H-I-T going on in your heart and in your head, you're still unhealthy. And I want you to think about that as you get through to the end of the year, is that we do a lot with food. Right. Mainly what I coach on is here's what to eat. Here's what's going to work for your body. We do a lot about self-care, but the self-love part is really important, and forgiving ourselves, forgiving maybe others. And I really think that can also help us heal. And I don't know if you ever read Louise Hay's You Can Heal Your Life. I picked up this book probably in my 20s sometime and kind of skimmed through it and went, And it didn't really, I couldn't connect, and I maybe just wasn't ready. But I picked it up again. I was at Bethany Beach, which is a beach in the East Coast, on the Eastern Shore in Maryland, and we go there every year. And I went to a yoga class, and this yoga studio was so lovely. It had little Buddhas and crystals, and the owner really seemed to know a lot about, you know, connecting everything, body, mind, and spirit. And she had books on her bookshelf, and this book, You Can Heal Your Life, popped out at me. And I had given my book away a long time ago. I think I must have donated it. So I bought it again, and I started reading it, and I read it cover to cover on the beach, and I thought, oh my God, this totally makes sense. And so she had at the beginning of her book, and if you've read it, I'm not sure if you remember this or if you didn't read it yet, you might want to grab this book, or you could borrow it from me if you want. So it says, all disease comes from a state of unforgiveness. So she starts to talk about whenever we're ill, we need to search our hearts to see who it is we need to forgive, right? And she goes on, and she talks about when she works with clients, they come to her with a problem. And it could be poor health, lack of money, unfulfilling relationships, or stalled creativity. But the thing that's deep-rooted is loving thyself, right? And so loving and approving yourself, creating a space for safety, trusting and deserving and accepting. You know, people who love themselves and their bodies neither abuse themselves or others, right? And so when it comes to the diets or the, okay, I'm going to, you know, restrict myself, or I'm going to do exercises that really just don't fit my body and cause pain for me, but I'm going to still push anyway because I have this, you know, this perceived notion about actually it's kind of very masculine, but it's more of that willpower thing that could kind of get us in lots of trouble. And so I want to kind of regroup with you about that because I know that it's becoming end of summer. We've had a great time, and it's now kind of getting back to life, back to business. But I don't want you to beat yourself up about, oh, that one extra margarita, or, well, you didn't exercise for a couple weeks because you were away on a trip and things like that. You can always get back on the horse, and in fact, starting tonight even or tomorrow morning, drink your water with lemon and make a smoothie for breakfast, and then you could maybe make a salad jar for lunch, walk during your lunch break, anything that's going to get you jump-started back to your health. Now, I want to – the reason why I'm talking about all of this is that being aware of trends, of course, is important. But being aware of new information in health, maybe even is old information in health, but there's new research out. And this is something that I like to go over during our calls. Now, some of you had emailed to say that you weren't able to make the call just due to one of our beasts, as Clean Sexy Beast is taking her daughter to Singapore, getting on the plane. So she'll be at the airport. You could still tune in, or we are recording it. So don't worry. You'll get the recording for this, okay? And I see on our conference call, I see a lot of friends that are already tuning in. So thank you so much for making the call live. I know it's kind of that busy time of year or that last chance to go into the sun time of year by the pool and stuff like that. So I appreciate you being with me. All right. So let's see. Okay. We're going to talk about CBD oil. And I want to let you know that I'm going to be sending a follow-up, you know, information letter about everything that I talked about at the beginning of the call. And also some of the resources for this, I'm going to quote some doctors or some articles, things like that. So I'm going to be sending you all of this information. The CBD oil has been exploding probably in the last year. I'm seeing new articles practically every day about the benefits, and including some claims that the CBD oil can provide for patients who've tried all kinds of conventional means and it just didn't work, right? So people are starting to use CBD oil for anxiety, seizures, skin disorders, and some pain management. And I've been doing tons of research on this. And in fact, Rasa Juice Shop, the shop that I own, we are looking into carrying the CBD oil because it's so, I mean, it's miraculous. It's got so many great ways to heal. And there's lots of research to back it up. But before we even go further, please contact your doctor immediately if you want to try it. Because then they can help you figure out the dosage or if you should even take it. Is it maybe a contraindication to any type of medication? Let's say you're taking a thyroid medication. You know, talk to your integrative medical doctor or your conventional doctor, your naturopath, and just also find out from them before you start buying something, okay? And there's so many people that are making smoothies with the CBD oil, the, you know, baked goods. For us, a lot of it's raw, so we're not really baking with any flour. But CBD oil has a lot to offer us. And since it's a really hot topic, I really wanted to talk to you about this, especially for our August call, because you could kind of either keep this in the back of your mind, or you can take some of the information and even research yourself. And if you find you're finding that you are anxious, you're waking up at 2 a.m, 3 a.m, and you can't go back to bed, and it's your ego, obviously the anxiety going, all right, did you call that person back? Or did you put in this order? Or, you know, I have so much to do, I'm so overwhelmed. If you have that, you know, you might be able to use a CBD oil for your anxiety. Or if you I know that some parents have been using it for their children, just, you know, especially with the seizures and things like that. And that's been very helpful for them. So not only for you that this will be helpful for, this could be also helpful for your family members, your loved ones, your friends. So so let's dig into the information. You could take notes. And remember, I'm going to send you the resources that I have in the follow-up letter. And, you know, the good news is that there's there's a ton of fascinating information out there on CBD oil. And we're really lucky. We're at a really good time because we're kind of on that cutting edge here for some alternative ways to heal. All right. So what is CBD oil? Let's talk about that first. So it's a naturally occurring chemical compound. It's typically processed from the hemp plant, though it's also found in marijuana. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. But this can be taken orally, under the tongue, in food and drinks, like in a liquid form. And it could actually be applied topically, like a cream. So you can use it for that. And so let's talk about what the difference is here. So hemp and marijuana both come from the cannabis plant family, but there's a key difference, okay? And it's the THC content. So the THC, like CBD, is a naturally occurring chemical compound found in these plants, right? But marijuana has a high percentage of THC, and it produces that high, right? So hemp, on the other hand, has a low THC percentage, and it's like 0.3% or even less. So with the CBD extracted from hemp, it has no psychoactive type of effect, okay? So in states, this is legal. There are some states you might want to check. I know Kentucky, Oklahoma, check the laws on that. But it's becoming very widespread that this is, you know, okay, and it's not going to be causing you to get high or anything like that. You know, medical marijuana has been prescribed to treat certain health conditions, right? So CBD oil is also prescribed. But marijuana is still marijuana, right? So, and it's only legal in certain states. But the CBD oil should be legal to consume and distribute in the United States, as long as it comes from hemp. But like I said, check your state laws for that. They're updating them, and they're still new, and they're still unclear. So just research your state's regulations with that. Now, what is CBD oil used for? All right. Now, mainly, I guess I'm going to just talk about the benefits. I'm just going to list a few of those. And if you're taking notes, you can take notes or listen to the recording on this. But as I explained a few minutes ago, the research about the benefits of CBD oil is ongoing. All right. There's so much promise, though, which is really great. So here are the benefits that we are aware of so far. All right. For epilepsy, there's an estimated 30% of people with epilepsy who are resistant to conventional pharmaceutical treatment, right? Well, CBD oil provides some relief for them. All right. The CBD oil acts on the receptors in the brain to alter brain chemistry, and it reduces seizure activity. And CBD oil is also free of serious negative effects that come with the traditional medications for epilepsy and for these seizures. All right. So there are tons of accounts of people using CBD oil to treat epilepsy. There is this one really touching account. Her name is Charlotte, and she was having 50 seizures a day. And sometimes these seizures lasted 2 to 4 hours. And I'm going to give you the link for the story on this. So she couldn't walk or swallow. She wasn't responding to medications. She was only 5 years old. And her body was starting to decline. She was suffering every day. And her mom started giving her CBD oil under her tongue. And her seizures stopped pretty much immediately. And then they only kind of occurred about 2 to 3 times a month. But they happened in her sleep. But by age 6, Charlotte was walking again. She was riding her bike. She was talking. She was eating and feeding herself, because that was not happening before. And she continues to thrive. So I'm going to send you the link on her story. But that's pretty interesting, isn't it? So I want you to read more about that, more about Charlotte. Now, the digestive system, the CBD oil can help with inflammation in the digestive system. So IBS, acid reflux, things like that. But they are saying CBD oil may be able to prevent inflammation in the first place, which is kind of crazy, right? We're doing all that we can to eat gluten-free and dairy-free and do as much as we can to have anti-inflammatory foods in our lives. Also, remember the loving, accepting of ourselves, forgiving. That's also a big thing, because the stress is the number one cause of inflammation. But for CBD oil, it really, really helps. Let me see if I could explain this to you in one sentence here. I guess it appears to increase movement in the digestive tract and balance stomach acid in a way that normalizes the digestion. So it starts to prevent constipation, reduces nausea, and vomiting. So that's pretty interesting there. And another thing to add is that all of this research that I'm going to be mentioning has been done on humans, There are no animals tested or harmed in any of this, which is also in alignment with what we're going, you know, what we're about here at Clean and Sexy. So another benefit, CBD oil also helps with anxiety and depression. I already mentioned that. We're not sure. I mean, I've researched this, and I'm going to give you a link on a human study that's been done. And CBD oil is thought to stimulate serotonin receptors in a way that can positively increase serotonin levels and improve mental health. So it's pretty interesting. A lot of people, like I said, are taking it for anxiety and depression. The word is out, though. We don't have tons of research on this. But it's also been used for people who have a fear of public speaking, which is probably every human on this earth. There was a study, and I'm going to send you that study, showed that people with anxiety who took CBD oil felt less nervous about speaking in public. Okay. Another thing is chronic pain. CBD oil helps to reduce pain by reducing inflammation and interacting with the neurotransmitters. It also appears to block the absorption of like a pain regulator, thereby reducing pain sensitivity. Hope that makes sense to you. Conventional pain medications come with all kinds of different side effects. And some of them actually could be very addictive. But because CBD oil doesn't have that same, you know, that same type of levels there, doctors are feeling more comfortable about recommending it for patients with chronic pain. And there is a study out by Dr. Eva Shelbhub, and I want you to read her article on hemp oil, actually, for pain management. All right, and so let me see. I could go on and on, but here are a few more ways that CBD oil can help. It can also help acne and eczema. So our skin, you know, whatever's going on inside, it kind of shows up on the outside in our skin, especially with our digestive system, our liver. And whenever CBD oil is applied topically, though, it stops the quick cell turnover responsible for that inflammation and for flare-ups. So you can use CBD oil as a lotion. And I'm going to give you a list of some brands right now that you can use. There's the Green Roads brand, Sisters of the Valley. And there's also a trusted brand that we really like is Charlotte's Web. Now, since there's so many murky laws growing around the CBD oil in some of the states, some companies are producing oil in a lab that so that they can make a profit without breaking any laws, right? So integrative doctors discourage using these synthetic preparations. So really, 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 really look at the ingredients, and there should be only one, but you really want it not to be synthetic. You want it to be natural. And it's unregulated industry right now. And a lot of the companies are trying to get a piece of the pie, right? This is the time where people are like, okay, this is going to be hot. I'm going to get in now. But the brands that I mentioned, the Green Road, Sisters of the Valley, and Charlotte's Web, are pure, high-quality sources. And if you have any questions, please contact me, or I would contact the companies. I would talk to your doctors because maybe they have one that they use. Maybe you're already using CBD oil and you have a good quality, so please tell us. You can tell us on the forum, or you can send me an email. You might even have one that I think Spectrum actually is starting one, so I'm going to check into what they have and let you know about that. As for dosage, Dr. Robert Rountree, he is a CBD oil pioneer, and he's an expert, and he recommends 10 milligrams a day, and that's for treating anxiety or pain. But your dose is going to be based on what you're treating, what your body weight is, what you're eating in your life, how you're living your life. So your doc can help you determine this dosage and what's best for you. Okay. And one more thing, side effects. We've talked about side effects from medical, conventional medications and things like that. There are a few known side effects of CBD oil to date. Some people mention that they have diarrhea, they're tired more, or they have a change in weight and appetite. It could be that you're eating less. It could be that you're eating more. It's all depending on the person. So I just want you to keep that in mind and adjust dosage with your doc, okay, or your naturopath or your integrative medical doctor there, especially if you're being uncomfortable. And it's also important to note that, again, medications can interfere with the CBD oil and how it's going to help you. Heart medications are going to be a contraindication. Antibiotics, allergy meds, those things are going to, kind of cancel each other out, and they could actually cause you more issues. So try to talk to your doc first before you try the CBD oil. There's so much research coming out every day, but what we know is that it's simple. The simple, naturally occurring remedy, it's an herb, right? Has the potential to help many people. And this is really exciting. It's exciting for the medical community, but it's also exciting for the wellness community. We're all probably following, different people and different, reading different articles, and we're seeing that CBD oil is very popular, and we're wondering why, or how do we add this to our life? So when I give you the list of resources, I want you to, especially the ones with the brands, I just want you to take a look at everything and let me know what you think. I'm encouraging you to do a lot of research before you even just, put something under your tongue, even if it's like a little drop. I want you to also reach out to me with any questions, because I'm going to keep adding on to this. I'm actually working on a very informative blog post so that we have everything in one little area about the CBD oil and the meds. And I'm also looking to interview a doctor who's very well versed in the CBD oil and its benefits. And hopefully, who knows, maybe even within a month or two, we'll even get even more information. It becomes more popular. I will tell you, ever since January, it's blowing up. In fact, I will say even this summer, I've noticed so many recipes on how to use the CBD oil, especially in smoothies, which is pretty interesting. So I'm not going to give you any of those recipes yet. I really want to, but I'm going to hold off on that, because I'm going to give you the information first so that you have everything that you need. And I want to just make sure that we could keep checking in with each other on this. I know for a fact for me, I hope to see CBD oil become really mainstream. I really hope that it becomes a mainstream treatment, especially with very, chronic illness such as even cancer. Some cancer patients have mentioned to me, since we do a lot of juicing with cancer patients or cancer thrivers and survivors, and they have mentioned that they have incorporated CBD oil into their lives, and they're having so much less pain, and they actually feel relief more than what their medications were doing. But that's them. This is, remember, unique to each person. Okay, so I think that is everything about the CBD oil. I just wanted to kind of bring this to the forefront because I know our group is pretty savvy, and I wanted to kind of get some information to you right away. I'm going to give you the list of resources so that you have them on hand, and I think that might be it. So I am just so excited that we got a chance to chat together. And if you have any specific questions, and I know that this is a sensitive topic, so you can email me at lisa@wholehealthdesigns.com. You can do that. I do better with email. I know sometimes with messages on Facebook or Instagram, I don't know. I look at it and go, oh, yay, I'm going to respond, and then weeks go by. So you can get me at lisa@wholehealthdesigns.com, and I will be sure to answer any of your questions and give you more details if you need them. And like I said, I might be posting some recipes soon or sending you the first look at them, since you're, you know, you guys are my heart and we're together on this. So I'll send you that. But right now I'm not going to be posting that until I finalize the recipe. And, you know, I really want you to do research yourself to see if it also works for you. So with that said, remember what we talked about at the beginning of the call. Eating, you know, all the kale that you want, or drinking the alkaline water, doing your yoga. This is everything that leads to a clean and sexy life, right? And it keeps you, you know, keeps you going. But also, if something in your heart or your head isn't positive, or you're, it's something that you need to forgive, whether it's yourself. I know that for me, a lot of the times it comes right down to forgiving myself. Really, no one else, nobody really that I might be focusing on at that time. It's actually myself, and just letting go of the shoulds and, oh, I should have did this, or why isn't this happening? It's really hard. Let me tell you, I struggle with that a lot. In fact, even today, I was struggling with it, and I had to get myself back, you know, and sit myself down. And I actually read the, you know, first chapter of You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay, the book that I mentioned. And, you know, really looking at the words, that loving thyself begins with never, ever criticizing yourself for anything, right? Criticism locks us into the very pattern we're trying to change. So I really want us to try to prove of ourselves, see what happens. You might be already doing it, so yes, yes, yes. And I'm sending love to you all, and enjoy the last sips of summer if you are in the Northern Hemisphere. And if you're in the United States, I know that this is the last week of pool days. So again, thank you so much for all of you who came on the call live. Thank you, thank you. We recorded this. We're going to send you the recording, and I'm going to send you all kinds of goodies in your email, so look for that. All right, everyone. Have a great night. Bye-bye.